In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every Catholic, as you know, has the obligation of attending Mass on Sunday, commonly spoken of as your Sunday obligation, your obligation of going to Mass, of attending Mass, they say, of hearing Mass. Well, those ways of putting it, brethren, are negative, or rather to say, passive rather than active. Indeed, by coming to Mass, attending it, you do fulfill the letter of the law and your Sunday obligation. But God forbid that coming to Mass should be nothing more than that for you. You are not coming to be an audience just to watch and listen to what's going on. You hardly do that. You are not to be merely passive at Mass, either on Sunday or any other Mass you may come to. You are to offer the Mass just as the priest who takes the place of Christ as a visible priest in offering the Holy Sacrifice. He does so on your behalf, in your name. So it is you who must offer the Mass with the priest. He's not the only one who offers Mass. Say of the priest that he says the Mass, okay, and he's the only one that says the Mass. But you are to offer the Mass with the priest. You co-offer it with the priest. And your heart and soul should be in it as much as that of the priest, in being attentive and devout and following the rubrics. As I say, in this is you are empowered to offer the Mass by reason of the baptismal character that you have, the character engraved on the soul, that indelible mark on the soul that comes with the grace of the sacrament of baptism, and which empowers you to receive the other sacraments of the Church. And in the case of the Holy Eucharist, which is not only a sacrament, but a sacrifice, to offer that unbloody sacrifice of Calvary to God in adoration of His infinite majesty, acknowledging by offering a sacrifice that God is your Creator, that He, by His providence, He preserves you throughout life and provides for your needs, and you offer it in supplication for His mercy, in reparation for your sins, in thanksgiving for all the graces and blessings that He gives you, and in supplication for your needs. Begging of God your daily bread and all the other needs of body and soul in this life. The Holy Sacrifice, then, is all important. It's the center of our religion. As I say, in coming to Mass, it is not just a matter of passively being present, but of actively, with all your heart and soul, joining the priest and offering it to God the Father. The unbloody renewal sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. The part of the Mass are the prayers in preparation for the offering of the sacrifice and the receiving of Holy Communion. That first part of the Mass up until the offertory, after the Creed, is called the Mass of the catechumens traditionally, because even those who were not baptized and who were preparing for the sacrament of baptism were allowed to participate at it in early times, but then those who were not baptized were dismissed after that, because not being baptized, they were not really able to offer the sacrifice in union with the priest, and so the Mass from then on, from the offertory to the end, was called traditionally the Mass of the faithful, the Mass of the faithful, of the baptized. So, as I say, you yourselves should offer, co-offer the Mass with the priest every time you come. And even more than that, brethren, and the second point is most important too, and less appreciated by most Catholics, is that it isn't just our Lord himself who renews his passion in an unbloody manner on the altar. It isn't just our Christ crucified himself that you offer to God in reparation for your sins and in thanksgiving and in supplication, but you must offer yourself as a sacrifice. You must offer yourselves with Christ and in Christ, because we are members of Christ, members of his mystical body. And so God means for you, as members of Christ, who is our head in the mystical body, to offer yourself in union with Christ, to sacrifice yourself, offer yourself in sacrifice. Not that that's going to be required of you, that you give up your life physically, necessarily, but that you must sacrifice your own will in offering the Mass. St. Paul tells us to do this in his epistle to the Romans. Brethren, I beseech you, he says, that you offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. A living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That's what we must do, you must do, as well as I, the priest, or any other priest, in offering the holy sacrifice in that. You must unite yourselves with Christ, your head, and offer yourself in sacrifice to God. A living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That is, subjecting yourselves, your wills, to the will of God, and dedicating your lives to Him in the fulfillment of the obligations of your particular state in life. Seeking at all times to please God, to live holy and without sin, and to do everything for the honor and glory of God, and to suffer whatever the Lord wills for you to suffer in carrying your cross with Christ, so that you may, of course, save your souls. And so that you must not only offer the holy sacrifice with the priest, but you must sacrifice yourself with Christ in the Mass, as members, I say, of his mystical body. The priest prays during the offertory of the Mass when he offers the bread and wine, which are to become the body and blood of Christ, and which, even at the offertory, are offered to Christ, to God, in anticipation of their being the body and blood of Christ. You must, I say, have the sentiments of the prayers that are said at the offertory. When the priest says, in a humble and contrite heart, may we be received by thee, O Lord, sacrificing ourselves too. And you must live the Mass. You must live the Mass for the rest of the day, indeed for the rest of your lives. You must live up to that sacrifice and live a holy life pleasing to God and striving for ever greater growth in the love of and service of God. And the fruit of the sacrifice of the Mass will be only in proportion as you sacrifice yourselves. The Mass has infinite value, but you can tap it only to the extent that you offer it with the priest, and that you sacrifice yourself in Mass. Sacrifice your own will. God bless you.